Go ahead, we're now recording.
Thank you, Ricardo. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Jake call on the 7th of August 2012. On the call today, we have Samad Hussain, Zhao Chen, Edmund Chung, Jonathan Shear, and Chris Dillon. We have apologies from Fad Batanin, Rafik Damak, Avi Doria, and Dennis Jennings. From staff, we have Bart Boswinkle and myself, Natalie Perwin. I would like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Edmund.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to find my unmute button. First of all, I apologize for being in a relatively noisy place. I was hoping this would be slightly quieter, but I guess not quite. So thank you for bearing with me, and thank you for joining the JIG call. I sent along a fairly brief proposed agenda for the meeting. Hopefully have talk a little bit about the update on the VIP development, and then we'll spend a little bit of time on the evolution of this group itself. I sent along some notes earlier about some thoughts that Jane and I had a chat in after our Prague meeting about the sort of the role, the ongoing role of this group. So I'd like to cover that. And then depending on the time and looking at the people participating, I'd like to get a start on developing the, as we talked about in the last few calls, to actually start work on the final report on the universal acceptance of IDN TLD. So that's the proposed agenda. If anyone has any thoughts or they want to add or to the agenda. Okay, so I guess start off with the update from VIP. In terms of public information, as far as I saw, I didn't see any particular update. Last we saw from Prague was a new working team being formed from volunteers from the community, and also in our JIG meeting, we have asked for us to nominate a person into the new working group and as an observer. That process has been confirmed and completed, as you see from the mailing list. Dennis has confirmed for, in fact, for myself to join as a observer on the new VIP team. I note that Dennis was unable to join this call, but I wonder if Bart or Natalie has any information on the progress, or since Samad is on the call as well and others, whether anyone has any update or additional information on the progress of the VIP work.
Edmund, this is Bart. I don't have any, but I could check. Probably say, I guess it's been reasonably quiet, as you said, so since Prague. So internally, I haven't seen anything.
Thank you, Bart. I wonder if anyone else on the call is with the team. I believe I understand that Samad is probably on the team. I wonder if you have any information you could share. I know that there is a meeting that is being proposed to be convened in LA later this month, and also just before the Toronto meeting. But other than that, I have no further information. I wonder if Samard or any other people on the call has any further information on that.
This is Armand. Yes, that's all that I know as well as far as P 2.1 is concerned. So that's the VIP project divided into the follow-up work has been divided into multiple projects, and based on the feedback from public bodies, I think there were three projects which were probably finalized to go in the second phase, and then there are more projects in the third phase perhaps. So this is again unofficially, it's not officially, I'm not part of the VIP team, but they are planning to hold a meeting on 29th and 30th of August, from what I understand. That's for Project 2.1, which is on the process of developing the language, the label generation rule set, which is another name for language table, for all the different scripts. So that's and then, as you, as Edmund said, this is there's another follow-up press meeting in Toronto. Then the work on IDNP 6 is also continuing. This is on user acceptance of IDN variants. And there was a plan which was submitted and publicly presented in Prague. And the project is now continuing based on that plan and talking and working with different stakeholders to find out what the gaps and challenges are. And as far as the third project was concerned, I think that was on, I think, developing a structure for the table. And there's been, I think, a draft out, the language table. And I think there's a draft out as an RFC. So that's within the IETF domain. I think that's all I know about it, and one can obviously comment on it. There's probably a list for it. I'm not very sure about that. So that's all I know about these three projects. So all these three projects are underway, I think.
Thank you so much. And I think, thank you. Thank you for the update. That's generally my understanding as well. And as mentioned, I this particular group we have been invited to be a observer on the group. So I guess myself and also when Dennis has time to join the discussion here, we'll give an update. And of course, Samrat, I and perhaps others are also on the team as well. I actually don't have information about the membership of the teams could help update the group as we move along as well. So that sort of brings me that whole process, I guess, sort of brings me to the second point that we wanted to raise is the sort of evolution of this group itself. Just to give a quick background, when I guess most of you are probably aware, but in any case, I'll give a quick background. So when the JIC was formed almost 2 years ago, there were the IDNCC TLD fast track was has not been implemented yet at that point, I believe, and also the GTLD process was not completed yet. There were a number of loose ends that we saw from the GNSO and the CCNSO. That was also the first few times when the GNSO and the CCNSO met over lunch and previously over other types of meetings as well at ICANN, and we realized that there are certain issues that might have common interest between the CCNSO and GNSO on the specific topic of IDN TLDs, and that sort of culminated to the formation of this JIG group. joining TIDN group. And it was formed as an ad hoc group to look into the areas of common interest. And shortly after the chartering of the group, the two co-chairs, myself and myself from the GNSO and Jane from the CCNSO, and along with I think Bart was involved as well throughout our discussion, and also the chair of the CCNSO and the chair of the GNSO, convened to identify the area, you know, the issues of common interest, and we identified three. One of which is single character IDN TLDs, one of which is IDN variant TLDs, and the third one was the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. So these three common issues of common interest became the three points of discussions for this group. So since then, we have completed our initial report and final report for single character IDN TLDs. That was, of course, being looked at by the board, and also from the staff implementation point of view, SAC also looked at it and weighed in, and there were a few issues that SAC identified to the staff and the board for it to be completed before the implementation would take place. And also the since the chartering of the JIG, the VIP was formed about a year and a half ago. If I'm not mistaken, it was about a year and a half ago, and that group was came out from a board subcommittee on IDNs, and eventually the VIP was formed, led by staff and along with consultants and experts on the matter, and so that took on the issue of IDN variant TLDs. And on the third issue, which is the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs, recently, especially with the implementation of the new GTLD process, a revival of the project that has been developing since the 2000 round expansion of new GTLDs. Has been, you know, sort of there's new work that's being done by the staff team on the particular subject, and it includes both IDN TLDs and ASCII TLDs for that matter, but it certainly includes the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs issue. So with that progress over the last couple of years, Jane and I spent a little bit of time after our meeting in Prague to talk about the sort of, given the current situation, you know, since the JIG has been formed, different groups have been, actually staff teams have been formed to look into those particular issues now, what the role of the JIG should be going forward. The couple of things that Jane and I was in sort of agreement is that one area is that we both felt that we shouldn't try to repeat, or how should I say, we shouldn't try to duplicate the work that is being done from the staff team. That's an important principle. The other part is that I think, you know, both of us felt that the few issues are going to take a longer period of time and will require additional resource, especially with the staff team working on it, additional resource to complete. And at the same time, it would be a useful thing for this group to continue as a support to the staff teams that are already on it. And because that allows the GNSO and the CCNSO to keep abreast of this important topic, and whenever there are issues of that relates to policy, this group would be able to utilize. This group could be leveraged or utilized to feed that information back into the two councils. We can certainly engage in the discussion and engage in supporting staff from this angle and from input from the community and from the two SOs, and provide that sort of bridging role. So that led us to a sort of a realization or conclusion, which I'd like to try to get people's opinion on, is that this group, perhaps the best way for this group is to evolve, is to move away from our current operation, which is to try to generate our recommendations, on these three topics as an initiator, and create reports out of it. Rather than doing that, we would take on a role where we would move away from trying to create these or initiate these reports, but actually keep working with the two teams on a VIP and also the universal acceptance, and also keeping an eye on the single character ID and TLD implementation, and provide input when necessary, or when those teams come up with reports, we can either respond as a group through the councils or report back to the councils our views about the issues. So that's sort of where our head is, and that will probably take the implementation of the whole, both the single character, the VIP issue, the variant TLD issues, and also the continuing work on the universal acceptance, is going to take probably the next 2 to 3 years to complete. So the idea is to transform this group from a sort of a drafting of recommendations group to a sort of a standing committee or group, if you will, continue with it as a joint group between the GNSO and CCNSO on these topics, but convert it into a standing committee, and also for a longer period of time to follow up on these issues, rather than to produce sort of documents or initiate and produce it from us. So that is the current thinking from myself and Jane. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to join us today. But I wonder if anyone from the group.
Jane has joined the call, as well as Majani Khalid.
Oh, that's great then. Jane, I wonder if you have did you join early enough to hear what I was talking about in terms of the evolution of this group, and whether you want to add your thoughts about it.
I joined in the middle of what you said. I think it's well said. I don't have anything to add. I would like to hear if there's any comments from other group members. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. So whether group members or observers or if Bart, you have any thoughts on that, that will be it will be most welcome.
Admin, this is Bart.
Please go ahead.
Do you envision a change of charter for that matter?
Yes, I do, because the current charter basically spells out the creation of reports and, you know, going back to the two councils. I haven't looked at the charter for quite some time, actually, but if I recall correctly, it is predicated on the production of a few reports based on those issues of common interest. So rather than doing that, I was, I'd like to have it updated or such that this group would exist for a slightly longer period of time, say the next 2 years, with a reduced amount of work. That part I forgot to mention earlier on. The reduced amount of work, reduced all to the point where I think, unless there is a specific issue working on, reduce it to a meeting during the ICANN meeting, because that it seems to me that that has been the when we have the most people join us and to turn it into a group where we would support the staff teams and provide input and also to help follow up on the three issues that were identified. So kind of yes, but I apologize, I haven't looked at it specifically. We probably should have a slight adjustment there.
Edmund, if I understand you correctly, what you're suggesting together with Jane is more or less the creation of an umbrella for a pool of people who can support, interact with the different, say, staff initiatives. They create solidify the pool of people without the need to go out for a call for volunteers on and off, and have the opportunity for both CNSO, GNSO, and maybe ALAC to act as a pool for the different staff initiatives.
Yes. The only thing I would add to that is within the framework of the existing issues of common interest that has been identified. So
the reason for framing it this way is the question is whether you want to call it a working group because it comes with certain connotations, or that you, in fact, what you want is more or less just an email list and the opportunity that, say, through the email list, we could organize meetings at ICANN, at ICANN events, or if necessary, in between the meetings. So it's more an administrative vehicle than anything else.
In the event that we would not be producing letters or recommendations to the two councils, yes, that would be the case. But I do envision that we would be in positions where we could produce this recommendations to the two councils, and so that's why I added on top of what, you know, besides just the administrative part.
Sorry, Edmund. So looking at it, and if you look at the single character report, what you see as well, is that if you look at the different recommendations, and maybe that's something to discuss further and to how should I phrase it, to think through. If you look at the recommendations, most of the time, or what I've seen now, the recommendations, say, at a high level, are very common, but if you look into the details, they have to be adjusted for the respective SOs and anyway. So the question is whether or not for these topics they should be driven by the respective SOs is an alternative way of looking at it.
This is Edmund again. I think that's certainly an interesting topic of intellectual debate as well. But there is a particular element, though, is what I do see is that this group does perform a good function to bring the attention of the two councils to particular issues that is arising out of these topics, and often these topics are of a common interest, although those interests may take the results of the positions of the two councils might be slightly different. They are still of common interest in that way. So that's
themselves are of common interest, because at the end of the day,
right,
we all talk about the same type of industry, of course. But say, so it's an idea to think through. Let me rephrase it. What is the timeline you and Jane had in mind before proposing, say, a change of charter or of mandate of this group to the respective councils?
My hope is that we would be able to use the next couple of months to think through this and make initial proposals by Toronto. That's at least the target for me right now. And and in terms of the overall time frame, I think the reformed charter would take us through another 2 years, because that's the VIP at least anticipates about 2 years to complete it's at least 2 years to complete its work. And the other thing is the ongoing work on the single character implementation, because ESSAC identified a few areas which I assume ICANN staff is starting to work on, and we would follow up on that, and also, of course, the universal acceptance one as well. So that's sort of what's on my mind.
That way, it's good to at least say from my end, I don't know how it works with the GNSO, but say it is either Jane or I can do this, is at least pre-warn, inform the CCNSO Council.
Certainly. In fact, we took the opportunity in Prague to I already raised it a little bit during the CCNSO meeting, but it would be good to bring it to the attention of the council, CCNSO council as well, that we're looking into this and would probably looking at providing some additional thoughts into it in Toronto. Okay, so I was wondering, I was hoping if anyone else from the group would have any thoughts or ideas on this taking this path forward.
Edmund, I'm Jonathan.
Please go ahead.
Just have a question, not so much a comment. And you may be aware of the formation of transliterated top-level domain working group under the APTLD Association. And that working group has been working on providing some comments in relation to the applications of transliterated top-level domains in some of the new GTLD applications. While this is only happening within the CCTLD membership base, with the involvement of some of the GTLDs, because they are also the associate members of APTLD, it just popped up in my head whether this is the sort of thing the JIG would like to, you know, be a bridge from the CC community to the GNSO, just to, you know, keep both sides synchronized in on some of these issues. But this is just a question. I don't have a concrete I don't have a frame on about this sort of thing at this point in time. So just raise this as a possible issue that the JIG can consider.
Thank you, Jonathan. This is Edmund again. I think that's a great example. I don't want to touch on the subject matter itself for now, but I think you brought up a pretty good point. Is when the JIG was first formed, one of the whole idea is that there were some there were a lot of discussion or back and forth between the GNSO and CCNSO on these subjects, and therefore the JIG was formed sort of as a bridge as well. So I think it is probably a good idea that this you know the JIG can help bridge that and also input into the because there is a CCNSO and GNSO lunch that is now being somewhat formalized for the ICANN meeting on the Mondays. And we can, you know, for the past, besides the last one, for the past year or so, some of the topics that are discussed at the JIG has been a part of the agenda for that meeting as well. So this could be one of the things. Specifically on the subject matter, though, and for any matter, any subject for that matter, actually, perhaps it might need a little bit more vetting from the general CC community, and then you know which is what I guess the council's role could be in a way, or just the chair, you know, to identify these issues and see if this group should take on the issue, and perhaps. Whether when I say take on is since if we do evolve the group into more of a standing team, then we could then instead of when we take on a common issue of common interest now, we would be in a mode of creating kind of report. We would then be able to act as you mentioned as a bridge and provide that to the GNSO council. That's sort of, I think, in terms of the process of structure, that is the whole idea. I guess when Jane and I talked about this evolution of this group, that's precisely the types of things that we'd like. We think that this group could create value for.
Thank you, Edmund. So, Evan, do you think with this particular issue, some immediate action is required, or maybe we will just leave it for now? Because, as you said, the GIG is considering changing his charter anyway.
I guess it's a probably a good question for Jane, and how she sees it, and perhaps how she sees whether this group can play a role. And even in the interim, I don't think anything is really stopping us from taking it. But if we do, then we should report back to the two councils about it, and that would, in fact, satisfy some of the bridging part that you mentioned. But Jane, I wonder if you have any thoughts on the particular subject.
I think for this particular subject, for now, I think to keep things simple, probably, you know, at this point, I would suggest, you know, to still separate, you know, two working group. I think later on, I think I agree with Jonathan, and probably, you know, some joint effort could be done later on. But at this stage, I think, you know, probably because that working group is particularly makes a you know, try to make comments on translatoring top level domain, and also we're trying to produce comments from APTLD in very timing manner. So I think at this stage, probably, you know, just keep two working groups separated.
Thank you, Jane, and I tend to agree with you. And I think, as I mentioned to Jonathan, and is probably it would be good for the CC community to bring it up to the CCNSO Council or the CCNSO community in general, and see if that's really something that the CC PLDs in general would like to take on. Because right now, as I understand it, it's coming from APTLD and APTLD initiative. Once we get a sense from the general CC community that this is an issue that we take that the CC community is interested to take on, then I think for sure this is certainly an issue that the GNSO and the GTLD community would be interested in. So it would immediately become an issue of common interest. But for the time being, it's probably best for APTLD and the APTLD members to bring it to the attention of the CCs first, and then come from there. That's sort of my how I see it.
Thank you, Edmund and Jane. I understand and I agree with the approach. So maybe I will discuss with Jane afterwards on whether there is a need, and if yes, how we bring this up to the CCNSO first. So thank you, Edmund. Thank you, Jen.
Well, actually, thank you, Jonathan, for bringing this up. But these are some of the things that, you know, as we evolve, as the whole IDN implementation evolves, these are things that will come up. And that's precisely, I guess, the reason when Jane and I talked about is that, you know, there might be issues that come and go, and there might be issues that we want to take on from the group over time, and that's why there is the sort of evolution of the group as well. I wonder if anyone else on the call have thoughts about the direction that we're suggesting. Well, since I'm not hearing any objection to the direction, I think for the time being, I'll take that as let's move it towards the direction. There are a couple of action items, and with that, Jane and I will take a look at the existing charter and see if, you know, what type of adjustments we might want to make, and then bring it back to the group and for the group to consider. So I guess I'm not asking for this group to form a consensus on the issue at this point, but at least I'm not hearing strong objections to it. So I guess Jane and I will start the ball rolling by looking at the charter and see where we want to make the adjustments and bring it back to the group for further discussion.
Edmund, this is Bart.
Yeah.
May I suggest you take an intermediate step by say, based on the conversation of today, write down what the intended purpose of, say, of the future jig would be, because based on that one, a comparison what is needed is easier.
Certainly. I guess that would be the first step. Yes, you're right. So we'll probably I'll probably summarize some of the things that the dialogue that just happened and send to the list, and we'll go from there.
That makes it easier both for the councils, because changing a charter is probably the end of the stage of changing the nature of the working group. But to have a good idea of where the working group is headed, say having a restatement of purpose is probably the first step.
Sure. But I'm not sure that the purpose has changed. It's just the mode of working has changed. The purpose is still pretty much the same, but the mode of work would be to support the staff team.
Maybe the choice of words or purpose is wrong, but at least the method of working and
sure.
The efficient timeline, because if you look at it, say, there was a condition of at least a timeline associated with the jig, etc. That's going to change.
Yep. So, certainly, and yes, and we'll summarize that, and we'll put to the list, and we'll go from there. Okay. So that sort of that brings me to the last item that I've identified for the meeting, and that's the continuing of our work in this current working mode to draft the final report on the universal acceptance of IDN TLD. We spent quite a bit of time in the last few meetings talking about the direction this would take. Just to reiterate very quickly that we will probably focus on the only two items that we've identified that has some policy impact and provide a bit of recommendation there. We would collect all the things that we have on further studies and further action that needs to be taken, and provide that as input to the staff team that's working on it. So that's the direction of the final report. I guess for the remainder of the time here, I was wondering if, besides all the things that we have mentioned in previous meetings, whether anyone has any additional aspects that they want to bring to this topic on universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. Before Jane and I go back and start drafting the first framework for this based on what has been discussed. Anyone?
No, not for me.
So, hearing none, I guess that brings us to the end of the meeting, in fact, unless anyone has any particular item that they want to bring up. We have, from the couple of discussion, we'll work on, as Bart mentioned, I'll summarize the direction that we're looking to take this group into the future, and then another thread to get started on the first framework or the first draft of the final report on the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs together and send to the list. Okay. Hearing no other questions, suggestions, comments, I guess that brings us to the end of the meeting. Jane, do you anything else you want to add?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. So I guess with that, thank you everyone for joining the call. We ended earlier than the top of the hour. And I guess it should be a good thing as we move forward. We'd like to do less, but to support the work with a, you know, I guess work smarter than rather than harder. And thank you everyone for bearing with the noise that is probably coming through my mic anyway. So thank you everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Evan. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Ricardo, please stop the recording. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.